is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all across North America. It's Tuesday. We've been sitting here for an hour. I'll be hanging out with you for three more hours. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had an interesting first hour already. What else is new? People hate the Kansas City Chiefs. We had a caller who says he'd rather a meteor hit Earth than watch the Chiefs again. We talked about the New York Jets owner, Woody Johnson. He says that he's going to try to be a better owner. Wow, he should call Jerry Jones and give him some advice. It appears that we have another disgruntled NBA star. I mean, nobody's as disgruntled as Jimmy Butler, but looks like De'Aaron Fox wants out from Sacramento. The Steelers, looks like they have a goal when it comes to the quarterback position. Is it Fields? Is it Wilson? We'll get into it. Talk some NFL with Ross Tucker from CBS and Westwood One. He'll join us in about 40 minutes from now. Talk about NFL coaches. We got into Aaron Glenn. You know, which NFL coach who got a job this week is in the best position to succeed? We have so much to get into. How about Andre Iguodala is getting his jersey retired with Golden State? Okay. Paul brothers are going to fight each other. Jake Paul and Logan. Yeah, Logan and Jake. Brothers fighting. Okay, whatever. Modern day Cain and Abel. Well, now that I think about it. Hickey, they didn't fight. Just one killed the other, right? And that had to happen.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
That would be quite the show.
What, if one of the Paul brothers killed the other one?
I mean,
I don't know.
How can I say this?
Do we need to give them knives?
At least it would be more real than any other Jake Paul fight we've ever seen.
Oh, like when he fought Nate Robinson.
Or most recently, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
You can put fight in air quotes with that. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did Nate Robinson find a kidney yet? It's not a joke.
I know. I don't mean to laugh, but the former, way it was just posed.
Former NBA player Nate Robinson said he needs to help find a kidney donor soon as he battles life-threatening. Oh, damn. This was in June of last year. I hope he found that kidney. I hope he did. Wow. Oh, hey, it was an update from yesterday. Is this really yesterday? Hickey, you can never trust things on the internet. Nope, says 6 months ago. He received thousands of kidney donor offers. I don't know what that means in January, but good luck to Nate Robinson. All right, Hickey, what the hell? What are we doing now again?
We were talking about the Paul brothers.
Oh, yeah. You were hoping that one of them...
No.
Shift the other guy?
No. Oh. Hope is a stretch there. You referenced Cain and Abel, and I said, oh, all I said was that'd be more real than anything we've seen before. That's all. I'm not rooting for someone to die, please.
You're correct. I need to freshen up. Did he stab the brother? Right? Cain stabbed. Did he stab him?
I mean, this is in biblical times, so I mean, you can't shoot him. Obviously, there's no guns back then.
Arrow? Rock?
You throw him off. Did he choke him?
You gotta be kidding me.
Throw him off a mountain?
Hickey, we're gonna have somebody calling us up. We gotta, how did Cain?
Are you sure Cain won?
Cain killed his brother. Cain killed Abel by striking him with a weapon.
Hmm.
Though the exact method is not explicitly stated, many interpretations depict Cain using a rock or a piece of wood to kill his brother, as the story in Genesis does not specify the murder weapon used. There we have it. Okay. Yep. Well, they're going to brand this fight Cain versus Abel. Is that
God.
Is that what they're going to call it?
For them to powder puff in there and slap wrists. slap box.
slap wrists. You know, I have a visual of that.
Two wrists. Brothers enter. One leaves alive. And then there's...
Yeah, you got to make your money somehow, I guess. I tweeted this out. I said they've had enough sham fights. Now they got to fight each other to make money. Whatever works. Hickey, if me and you could go outside and make millions of dollars by fighting, I'd do it. We'd each get a nice cut.
Well, Kimbo Slice kind of set the ground for that, right?
Now he's not. I was about to say, now he is not here.
No, I know.
That's an interesting fellow. If there was an Internet Hall of Fame, you'd have to put Kimbo Slice in it.
100%. 100%.
Those grainy videos of him beating up people in Miami. Oh, my God.
Just going into random backyards. Yeah. That was wild.
That was just past. That was in between, what was that? Would you say MySpace transitioning into YouTube era of internet when the video was actually good enough to work but still grainy? And I think Kimbo Slice actually has a son who is a legit MMA fighter. I don't know if he's any good. But, hey, you got to make your money how you can. Yeah, Kimbo Slice Jr., Baby Slice. Okay.
Okay. It's a good nickname.
Not a bad name. Baby Slice. Yeah. Good for him. 855. He looks just like Kimbo, too. Damn. 855-212-4227. Mark is here from Illinois. He's also Baby Slice. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Hickey.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what I want to talk about was 2 years ago, they want to talk about the rematch. Well, last 2 years ago, it was in Arizona.
Oh, you're talking about the Super Bowl. Okay, all right.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Big Eagles fan. 2 years ago, it was in Arizona. That year, Eagles were tied with the 84-85 Bears, I believe, right around one behind or one ahead of sacks in a season. So, in Arizona, they have the grass field that they can roll out. Supposedly, from what I heard, is they watered that field down, and they're supposed to roll it out, let the sun dry it out, and roll it back in. Well, from what I understand, they didn't let it dry. And I find it hard to believe that the Eagles didn't get one sack during that game. And
oh, my God. What are we, rehashing the Super Bowl from 2 years? What does that have to do with today? You think they're going to sabotage the field in New Orleans? I mean, at least that field doesn't roll outside. What are you talking about?
No, I know it's turf. I'm not worried about that. Another point of that whole story is there. Yes. I don't think there was one single holding call in that whole game, one holding penalty, until the final 2 minutes, fourth down, when Bradbury barely hooked the guy's belly.
Well, Mark, please relate that to today.
I don't think it matters today. I think that our team's still superior. I think our team was superior that year.
All right, so here's a better question. Why are you bringing it up?
No one ever really talks about that.
It's done. What? Why do we want to talk about that, man? They brutalized that old man for, like, weeks because of the field. The guy who was in charge of that field was, like, 95 years old. And all he did was catch flat.
And now you're telling us
2 years later that nobody really talks. The game is over. Why do I want to talk about the wet field unless you're going to tell me they're going to sabotage the field in a week and a half? Like, what does it matter? It doesn't matter.
Eagles just played in 3 inches of snow in Philadelphia against the Rams the other day. There was more slipping in that Super Bowl in Arizona than the Eagles playing in 3 or 4 inches of snow the other day versus the Rams.
Thanks, Mark. Okay. All right. Well, enjoy the game, all right?
Hey, can I say one more thing?
Not really. Thank you, Mark, for calling from Illinois. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Oh. Man, what do I even say to that? Like, what, Hickey, why'd he bring it up if there was no point? He said he brought it up because nobody talks about it. Well, who's going to talk about it and for what? Like, every day? Like, that Super Bowl was 2 years ago. Was somebody supposed to just bring it up every day? Was somebody supposed to bring it up yesterday? Like, what are we...
Yeah, why didn't Tony Romo bring it up in the broadcast, you know, when we saw the Chiefs win? Oh, Jim, we got the rematch, Jim. Oh, remember the field 2 years ago, Jim?
The slippery grass game. Okay, I just the next time anybody hears anything, and I don't know, maybe somebody will sit down and do a feature on it. There's nothing wrong with that. The last time these two teams met, the field was wet in Arizona. Maybe somebody will do a feature on it. I venture to tell you the next time we hear anything about the field is never. The only way I think we'll hear about the field in New Orleans is if they put too much damn paint on it and it's slippery. And the only reason we'll figure that out is there's some stupid disaster before the game or during the game. Oh, man, you got to watch out for the logo on the field. The Super Bowl logo is painted in green and red and it's slippery. Like, no, who cares, man? Oh, look. Even the guy, that old man who did the field, he don't even want to hear about this. Didn't he have a nickname, Hickey? Like, he was like the Don of grass or something like that, right?
I think. I could be wrong.
A sod father?
The sod father. Great nickname.
The sod father. Oh, no. And he's like 100 years old right now. All he did was water grass. Sod father Super Bowl. What was this guy? George Toma. Oh, my God. Atoma is one of the few surviving people to have attended every Super Bowl game from 67 to 23. The sod father, by the way, he blamed the NFL for the field. He's the groundskeeper for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Royals. And is he retired? Is he done? Poor guy. He blamed them for failing to sand the surface properly in a timely manner, covering the field with a tarp while it was still wet, giving it a foul smell. Well, it's everybody else's fault, of course. Toma officially retired from full-time work in 1999. Oh, so just pop. Hickey, that's not a bad gig, right? Oh, my God.
I would do it.
Hickey, he's 95 years old today.
Happy birthday.
He turns 96 on Sunday.
Wow.
And they want to blame this man for how bad the field was. Like, guy's 93. Like, get over it. Get somebody else to do it. They don't got a better landscaper around than a 93-year-old guy.
Well, that's also, I was going to say, begs a question. What are we still doing employing this guy? You can't find anybody else? You have to ask the 93-year-old guy to take care of the field? There's nobody.
Well, at 93 years old, maybe he's seen every blade of grass there is to see. I don't know.
I'd hope so.
That's a possibility. Hickey, let's think about this for a minute. That field, I think they might do this in Vegas as well, I think. I haven't seen the field. So how about this, Hickey? Out in Phoenix, were you there in Phoenix for the Super Bowl?
I was.
Did you get the invite to go see the stupid field?
I did, but it was so far away, and we were trying to pre-record interviews that day, I did not make it over.
Yeah, I said, screw this. Hickey, it was like early in the morning.
You went?
No.
Oh.
It's like, hey, come see the field. And it's just like, oh, that sounds cool. I knew exactly where the stadium was. I'm like, you want me to leave downtown? I am basically across the street where I need to be. And you want me to get in a car to go into the burbs to look at grass in the stadium? And just to talk to the sod father? And then you want me to turn around and come back into the city? And you want me to do all of this at like 9 a.m.? No, thank you. No, thanks.
What would you ask the sod father if you had to interview him?
Nothing. Hickey, those things are like nothing, right? Like, what do you ask a guy who waters grass all day for an NFL team? How long did it take?
How's the grass looking?
I don't know.
I don't know. You tell me. You're looking at it, too.
Oh, and what PR notes do they give you? Oh, man, the grass was outside for 50 days, 40 days, or 40 nights. No one has ever touched this grass. This grass has been imported from Kentucky. I don't need that crap. And then come to find out during the game, the grass was a complete disaster. And then we got a caller who wants to talk about the grass debacle from 2 years ago. No thanks, bro. You should be happy we spent this much time talking about grass. The sod father. All this technology. 93-year-old dude doing
grass. Do they have
grass.
A turf father, you think? Like, who's going to take care of the Saints?
The rubber?
Field? The rubber. Who's going to take care of the pellets? Got to balance that, you know?
I don't know.
Where's the turf coming from? Who's in charge of that?
Where did the tires come from? salvaged from...
Made in America.
Yeah, made in America, salvaged from, I don't know, something in Louisiana. Grabbed from the greatest...
Dump you can find.
Yeah. So everything
these
now
times are on Mercedes-Benz's, all right?
Yeah, well, that's the name of the arena, right? Mercedes-Benz that's Arena? Right. The stadium? Yeah. Mercedes-Benz Superdome. The Superdome used to just be the Superdome, and now it has a giant Mercedes emblem slapped at the top of it. Man, you could just brand everything now.
Hand-cooked tires, the official tire of the NFL field.
Yeah, might as well. Everything is about sustainability now. You got to reuse it. What a world. Hate them pellets. End up in your clothes, get in your shoes. Yeah, that's why I don't do that stuff no more. Just run outside. My body allows it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of being allowed to do anything. And Jimmy Butler, he still hasn't gotten his trade. Not allowed to leave, not yet. And then we got another NBA star, less successful. He apparently wants out from his current location. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. Phone lines open if you want to give me a holler. 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Last night, Anthony Davis of the Los Angeles Lakers, he lost his damn mind. He had 42 points, 23 rebounds. In L.A., they hung on to beat the Hornets 112-107. What a miserable-ass team the Hornets are. Anthony Davis, he started off hot. 21 points, 11 rebounds in the first quarter alone. And he made it through the game. Did not sprain a pinky. Did not chip a fingernail. Did not sprain a toe. He made it through the game. Good for Anthony Davis. I would say for the past, I don't know, year or so, he's been relatively healthy. Knock on wood. Good for him. And speaking of another team in California, how about this? We got another NBA star. I guess we can call him a star. He's been an all-star one time. De'Aaron Fox is ready to move on from the Sacramento Kings. According to Sham Sharania, De'Aaron Fox, who this season for the Sacramento Kings is averaging 25 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists, he's ready to move on. He's eligible to be a free agent next year. And his agent, LeBron James' agent, same guy, he basically said, you might as well cut bait now. It would be advisable to move him. This is from his agent, Rich Paul. Now, in Sacramento Kings, they just got rid of their coach, Mike Brown. They went on a little bit of a winning streak. They're still mediocre as hell. They got a record right now of 24-22. 24-22. Like, they're average. Middle of the road. Mediocre. I didn't believe in none of that light the beam stuff anyway. They ain't playing no defense. You got Sabonis out there. The guy's getting you 20-20 games. De'Aaron Fox. But they're just running in place. Their owner is kind of nutty himself. Hickey, remember their owner? At one point, he was advocating that the Kings play 5-on-4 basketball because it works in like a junior league or something like that.
No, he said that?
Yeah, Vivek Ranadive. They said he was joking.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, I was coaching my kids, and we had one kid play back toward the basket, so it was 4-on-5. And so we had a guy ahead. We just threw the outlet pass. That's what he was saying. What do I know? I'm not a billionaire. I'm not a tech billionaire. He sells tech and other guy. I mean, I'm just. What? Let's think about everything that all. What?
That was funny.
Just these guys. Well, how's Hickey? Let's do a quiz here. Not a quiz. Why does Mark Davis own an NFL team?
Because of his daddy.
Okay. And Woody Johnson owns a team. Why?
Because of his daddy.
And Dolan on the Knicks, he owns the Rangers and Knicks. Why?
Oh, especially because of his daddy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. And then we got guys who not because of their daddy, they got money. Jerry Jones, oil guy. Vivek Ranadive, owner of the Sacramento Kings. He sells technology. Mark Cuban. Cumin is what you put in your salad, right, Hickey, right?
That's right, a spice. That's Cuban's cumin. Could be the next thing on Shark Tank.
Yeah, well, does that still come on? Shark Tank is still a thing?
I don't know anymore.
That's so many seasons.
Can't pretend I watch much TV anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's on Shark Tank. But Mark Cuban, former owner of the Dallas Mavericks, he sold tech. He's one of the first dudes involved in the dot-com boom. You know, people got money from a variety of reasons, but it's just, do you know what you're doing? You're just buying a team. Like, why are you giving advice? Have you ever picked up a basketball in your life? You're advocating for how the Sacramento Kings should play? Okay, whatever. Anyway, it's been reported that he has a preferred destination in San Antonio Spurs. And why not? Who wouldn't want to play with Victor Wembanyama? I could play with Victor Wembanyama. All you got to do is throw the ball up somewhere near the vicinity. Forget the hoop. Somewhere near the basket. Somewhere in the air. And that giant freak of nature can grab the ball and just dunk it. I want to play with a guy 7'5" with a 20-foot wingspan. Sign me up. Good for De'Aaron Fox. Now, whether or not he's going to help these San Antonio Spurs do something into the future is TBD. He's 27 years old. He's been an all-star once. He's not the greatest shooter in the world. Plays great defense, has good hands, and a little undersized. And it's crazy to think that he's been in the league since 2017. I remember interviewing him before he was drafted. He's been around a while now. The Sacramento Kings are just another dumpster fire in the world of sports. There you go. Before they went to the playoffs after that stupid beam situation a couple of years ago, they were tied with the New York Jets for one of these streaks of not making the playoffs. The New York Jets have now surpassed them. But good for the Kings. They're just Doug Christie. Hickey, I'll never forget Doug Christie. Do you remember this? Doug Christie, while he was playing, there was this whole thing where his wife had him on a chain and a leash.
No, I do not remember that. What?
Yeah. I want to say, and I don't want to make it up, I remember this very clearly. His wife had him on a chain and leash, like one of these bedroom things that typically people keep in a bedroom.
Right.
They did it outside.
Huh.
Yeah. There we go.
This picture?
Oh, yeah, I found it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Jackie. Yeah, that's his wife, Jackie. That's right, yeah. I have a repressed memory of Doug Christie being on a chain with his wife. Uh-huh. Yeah, just Google it, Hickey. It's for work research. Nothing bad will come up.
Let's see here.
Yeah, Doug Christie on a leash. It's a Louis Vuitton leash, isn't it?
That is stylish.
It's a fancy leash.
Those are some high boots she's wearing, too.
Yeah, well, you can imagine what she does with the boots.
I'm sure that's not the only leather item that was used in there.
I'm sure that both Doug Christie and Rex Ryan, they might be good friends. Let's just put it
imagine
that way.
Imagine this being your coach.
What, you think if he goes on a losing streak and he starts cursing the guys out, somebody just blows that up and puts that in the practice gym?
That feels like it's hard to be taken seriously, huh?
What? You take your coach serious because he's on? Well, you heard Rex Ryan what he said about the feet. He said his players were coming up to him and they were just telling him, "Hey, coach, I like feet too."
Saying maybe that's why he got promoted. Like some, you know, they're relatable.
Oh, Doug Christie.
Yeah, players. What, can you know?
The players like to be on leashes too.
Maybe the thing.
I don't know. I've never been on a leash. Have you been on a leash before?
No, sirree.
Yeah, I've never been on a leash. Duck Christie, it might be fun. I don't know. Maybe you got to
ask him next press conference. Next time he comes to Atlanta, Doug.
Hey,
quick question.
I remember, you know, you being on that leash in 1996. You know, do you still do that? Is it fun?
Should I try it?
That's a big man. Duck Christie's like 6'7", bro.
Yeah, strong leash. More of the spikes on it, you know?
Some
of those pit bulls were.
I'm going to do some more Googling in the break. Okay? Figure some things out. You know, we're gonna talk about a guy. I guess he feels like he's on a leash. We're going to get into Jimmy Butler later on in the show. Because outside of De'Aaron Fox trying to leave Sacramento, we know Jimmy Butler. He's on Pat Riley's leash in Miami, and he wants to go. We'll give you an update on that and so much more. Matter of fact, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some NFL. Ross Tucker is going to join us. Yeah, you can catch him on CBS. You can catch him on Westwood One. He is everywhere. We're going to talk some NFL with Ross on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, Ross, what's going on with you?
JR, I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. As I mentioned right before you joined us, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. People can catch you on CBS. People can catch you on Westwood One. You're all over the place. Here's the first question for you, Ross. How surprised are you, if at all, that we got a Super Bowl rematch from 2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, not that surprised. I guess I thought there were five teams when the playoffs started that I could realistically picture going to the Super Bowl and winning it. And these were two of them. I mean, the other three would be the Lions, the Ravens, and the Bills. I mean, those are the five teams I thought were serious Super Bowl contenders. And so two of them are here. Yeah, the biggest surprise was the Lions losing to the Commanders the way they did. And the AFC, I'm not really surprised by how any of that unfolded.
Well, Ross, why do you think folks are so sick and tired of it, the Kansas City Chiefs? I feel like they haven't even been around that long, and people are sick of them like they've been the Patriots for 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a really good run of 6 years now. I mean, really, seven. I mean, they've been the AFC Championship game seven straight years, Super Bowl six straight years. You know, they have a chance to win three in a row, and they're fifth overall. I mean, that's a lot. It's a lot of winning, and people are always going to hate and get sick of the team that's doing that much winning, especially in a short time period, especially in the fashion in which they do it, which is so many close games where we can all see if one play here or there went differently, they wouldn't win, but they don't. they don't go, that those plays don't go the other way, and they do win, and it's extremely impressive. Yeah, I think it's more fun to just kind of appreciate greatness than to be a hater. You know, I mean, as a former player, would I love to see some fresh blood? Yeah, man. I mean, I want as many new guys as possible to know what it's like to play in a Super Bowl, know what it's like to win a Super Bowl, but you got to earn it. It's not easy. And the fact that they keep getting it done is incredibly impressive, and we might not ever see it again in my lifetime, so I'm gonna try to appreciate it.
Ross, you played in the NFL. Real familiar with what goes on in the trenches. We saw and read about all the injuries to the Philadelphia Eagles, also to their quarterback with the knee that he didn't wear the brace on. What do you think after 2 weeks? Should we still have some concerns? Of course, everybody is beat up, but what should we look for heading into the game for the Eagles in that front line?
Well, you know, I don't have any inside info there. I mean, obviously you could tell after the game that Juergens was hurting, but the fact that he finished the game would lead me to think that he'd probably be available, at least, for the Super Bowl. Landon Dickerson, the fact that he was able to finish the first half, you know, wasn't carted off, wasn't carried, you know, anything like that, leads me to believe there's a decent chance he'll be available, too. So I would, if I had to bet on it, I mean, I have no idea, but if I had to bet on it, I would bet on the Eagles having the same starting offensive line, you know, they've had almost all season, which is the best in the league. And, you know, I've said this elsewhere, I'll say it again. I think it's the most physically impressive offensive line I've ever seen. I mean, if you just go height, weight, speed, athleticism ratio, crazy. I mean, I played for five teams. I've been around a lot of dudes. I've been run a lot of freak shows, but their whole O-line is a freak show. I mean, my lot is 6'8", 380, moves well. Left guard Landon Dickerson, 6'6", I don't know, 360, 355 at least, and is very athletic. Cam Jurgens, the center, is like a different type of animal. He's like a Jason Kelce type of freak athlete that can run a 4.8 40 at 300 pounds, played tight end at Nebraska. The right guard, Mekhi Becton, 6'7 and a half, 365. You know, the smallest of the guards and tackles is a Hall of Famer. Lane Johnson's like the runt of the litter at 6'6, 335 with like a six pack.
Yeah, making life a little bit easier for Saquon Barkley. Ross Tucker is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. Well, Saquon Barkley, that's something that the Eagles didn't have 2 years ago when they were out in Glendale, Arizona. What do you think this game is going to look like? We know they want to punish you on the ground. We know that Hurts is criticized for not always throwing the ball. How can they end up on the positive side as opposed to 2 years ago?
Well, so first of all, I think they're going to have Hurts play as well as he did against the Commanders. I mean, that was the best he had played in a couple months. So that was highly encouraging, and they need that to happen again. You know, I don't think they're going to be able to win this game unless Hurts plays really well. To your point, though, I mean, he played really well 2 years ago, and they still lost. They did not play great defensively that day. They had a costly turnover for a touchdown. You know, they did not do a great job on special teams. Those things can happen. And honestly, they got to try to find a way to make it not a one-score game. I mean, you know, if it's a close game, one-score game, I don't know how you go against Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. They've won 17 in a row. It's kind of crazy because I do a betting show on Tuesdays, a betting podcast called the Even Money Betting Podcast, which is really popular. And my co-host today said the odds of winning 17 straight one-score games is like 1 in 125,000. Like, it's that rare. Now, obviously, the Chiefs are very good, so it gives, you know, their odds are probably a little bit better of doing it than that, but it's still incredibly, incredibly impressive what they've been able to do. So the Eagles got to kind of find a way to pull away, you know, or have a two-score lead. I think if it's a close game late, you know, you got to go with the better quarterback and the better head coach. And so far, based on what we've seen, that would be Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Well, Ross, let me ask you this. The teams that we will not see, specifically in the AFC, no Ravens, no Bills. They have MVP candidates of their own. Is there any team in the AFC that's anywhere close to potentially, you know, upsetting them and moving them out the way? Or is it just the Bills and the Ravens and they can never do it?
Well, it's the Bills and the Ravens. The only other team that's shown that they actually can do it is the Bengals. They obviously need to retool a little bit and get better. And if they do, they could get back in the mix. The Bills and Ravens are certainly capable from a talent standpoint, from a quarterback standpoint. But for whatever reason, in these games, you know, there are opportunities to make plays, and the teams playing against the Chiefs just don't make them. I mean, Cole Bishop gets the ball ripped out of his hands, and Dalton Kincaid doesn't catch it, and Josh Allen misses, you know, Curtis Samuel on a crossing route where there's nobody within 10 yards of him. They get stuffed three times on quarterback sneaks. I mean, that game was there to be won, and the Bills weren't able to take it.
Yeah, I know. The look on Josh Allen's face, I mean, you could write a whole book on that expression. Ross Tucker is joining us here from the Ross Tucker Football podcast. When you think about what we have, if we hit the fast forward button just a little bit, there are teams that are hiring new head coaches. There are teams that are approaching the draft. We got teams thinking about QBs like the Steelers. We have all these coaches that have been hired. What are you looking forward to the most once the Super Bowl is over? Because that's draft time and free agency. What should we pay attention to over the summertime?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like, again, there's a lot of teams that need a quarterback and are going to have new starting quarterbacks. I mean, you think about, just off the top of my head, it's like Giants, probably Jets, Titans, Browns. You know, there's a bunch of teams that are going to have new guys. You know, I don't know about the Steelers. You know, there's a lot of talk about Russell Wilson maybe going to the Raiders. I mean, there's the Raiders obviously need a new quarterback. So that's always the most interesting aspect of it, is what all these teams that need new quarterbacks end up doing, and whether it's free agency like a Sam Darnold, whether they trade for somebody, you know, whether it's the draft with Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. I think that's always the most intrigue, because pretty clearly it's, you know, by far the most important position, right? I mean, it just is.
Yeah, you don't got a quarterback, you don't have nothing. We got plenty of time to get to that. I know you're going to be plenty of busy heading into New Orleans. You're a busy guy. There's so much that you always have going on, Ross. Tell us about myfrontpagestory.com. Fill us in.
Well, it's so cool, JR. A buddy of mine started the company, and I kind of went in on it with him when I realized how popular it was. It's like the best Valentine's Day gift I've ever seen.
Hmm.
Instead of flowers or you know, take her out to dinner or something, you literally talk to one of their writers, JR, for like 10 minutes while you're driving home from work. Tell them how great your significant other is, your wife, whatever. They write this incredible story. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, framed with pictures of her and you and the kids, if you have them. I mean, just, I've seen so many pictures and videos now where the guys give it to her and she opens it up and she's like, well, what is this? To be able to say to her, I want to do something special for you, so I had a story written about you, that just sounds absolutely amazing. And then when she reads the quotes, and make sure you say you just don't thank her enough for all the little things she does for you and the family, they cry almost every time. It's like a next-gen stat. 95% cry rate, happy tears. And then what's really cool, because it's framed and looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, you know, they hang it up in the house forever. So I always say it's like the gift that keeps on giving. Highly encourage any guy or anybody listening, go to myfrontpagestory.com. At a minimum, throw your email address in there so you get the immediate discount for 20% off, which is awesome. It'll be the best Valentine's Day gift you've ever given her. I can almost guarantee that. It'll be a good change up, too, from the flowers or the out to dinner this year.
Well, listen, that is some great advice. You just hooked a lot of people up. You're keeping them inside instead of sending them out. Ross, I appreciate the time. I encourage people to check you out online, Ross Tucker NFL. That's at Ross Tucker NFL. You can catch him on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Not a bad gift idea either. MyFrontPageStory.com. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, speaking of QBs, we're going to talk about some of these coaches, these new coaches. What the hell are they going to do? Do they have a quarterback? We'll get into it. Don't move.